Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, shalom habarim, shalom. Shalom to David Solid Gold and also the Temple Rockers. This tune right here, from which album is it? Feast of the Passover? Yeah, from Feast of the Passover album. Some Yehudi, reggae, Rastafari, Yehudi, Rastafari, Jews, reggae right here. Shalom, Chavarim, peace, friends, peace, shalom. Yeshua, shalom. Yes, yes, shalom, chavarim, shalom, lehitarot. Peace, friends, until we see one another, lehitarot, lehitarot. Here, 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 Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Want to give thanks to David Solid Gold and the Temple Rockers right there, Zerziak, who utilize this tune, and sometimes tunes get certain question marks from YouTube, so we give thanks. Had a little appeal right there, and that was cleared. So let's bring a little double eyes here before we ride up for After Shabbat podcast here at the 38th degree sabbatical study for Korah. Korah, or Korach, crazy ball head, Israelites, Rastas. Here, double I. Shalom, Chaverim, peace, friends. Shalom, Chaverim, lehitarot, till we see, seen, sight one another, till we meet up again. Right there, traditional greeting right there. Temple Rockers, David Solid Gold right there. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Like, shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra בקוקבוץ סמאי נסגית כהולום צ'אי נסאי מסקלה ברה בקוקבוץ סמאי נסגית. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
And here, here, the HaShabbat, the Sabbath dove right here, the eighth Chaim He, tree of life. She is the tree of life, the eighth Chaim He, dove wise, the Hebrew, Washamru, and they shall keep. Here, based on Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to 17, a sabbatical reminder, also a chant, word sound right here, 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 for the Shabbat time. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made Hashemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahua. את השמיים ואת הארץ והיום השביעי שבת שבת וינפש. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, ot, he, ot, he. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael, le'olam. For I the le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, who he be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta Hashemayim, the heavens, Ueta Haaret, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom Hashavi. And on the seventh day, U Bayom HaShabi'i Shavata Wayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, 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 Wayinafash, Wayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat, Wayinafash, Nafash.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel. Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Israel.
The Lord our God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house,
and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O God, O God, O God, O God.
Yeah, in smoking sense of million, you gotta give thanks and praise unto the Almighty Lord, John, John, oh yeah, do it John, murder, make under, making up, him name Jehovah, John man make under, making up, him name Jehovah, in I am the Tobiah, my chanter, me mask with the mic around the amplifier, me fling when the darkness on, no one conscience, they can't trust the lyrics and go hear me utter, so if you are an adult or a teenager, say every day you wake, you can read a chapter, beginning of wisdom is the fear of John, the bottomless pit make we throw Lucifer, the deep way we go, jam and them take me silver, them hang me pooper and rape me mother, the ship we from the wonderful land of Africa, the slave to the plantation owner, the check when we name them and them call with nigger, the hunger where we no eyes to come and dash, the tempest that we ignorant and inferior, and all them intelligent and superior, through the complexion of them skin color, but I as a youth born as a super, me better than the bite from a tarantula, you hear them the fighter come through the speaker, but they sound sweeter with the echo chamber, the heart be the root, be for the culture, the head be the last, the earth rifle ruler, the ones as a lamb going to the slaughter, now the conqueror lion and the tribe of Judah, you can't enter Zion with a bush panther, a revolver, Satan of Babylon with your ammunition, Cadison at the ultimate destruction, Pope and Levi from the version, Yael Jaman and Levi from the version, come with here, Jaman the cool, not stopping like no, me one for the street, don't go on for food, I ride for the dance, they make me too, up a table, sitting on stool, no black, me brown, no black, me ribs, me chest, me spine, me back, chose a pocket, a pocket, a flap, with two of black, but ready me chat, cap on a bucket, the book on a cap on the back of my beard, and table at that, we had no cold, the cold, no hot, electricity, can't see a shot, shot, free for the mouth, no free for no rat, down for the bottom, we reach to the top, eat up the snack, the crack to the pop, me run to the side, if we cut the crap, me hungry again, me no eat the snack, come from your youth, me no score, me no fat, Jimmy and Dread, me edit, no plot, no living at home, me living at flat, lot of you here with this rhythm drop, your head, your toe, your body, a rock, from the funny mic, that lyric, a tap, was back, some 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 back, some
back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some back, some What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear O Israel, Hear O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Yerushalayim.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Adonai.
Yes.
Adonai.
Yes. Rastafari.
So here with the 38th sabbatical study named Korah, one of the Sabbath, the weekly Torah reading and feedings here that is the key word is the personal name of a person. Here we have Korah. Korah. So let's just go through a little overview right here, a little Hebrew for Rastafari, a synopsis, an overview right here. This is a previous record, but it applies right here to the 38th degree. At that time, it was Psalm 108, and that was Sabbath corresponds to the 27th day, also very important in the study of today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 6. We had a little typo on the board. We had Psalm 8, you know, so excuse I and I right there. Psalm 6, today's daily psalm. But let's go through a little overview right here so we can put this 38th, the crazy ball heads, Torah reading and feeding into a little bit of a context, and then we'll ride up to Aliyot after this right here. So, yes, I.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians, are ye not as
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai.
And the plague was stayed. Chant. We see here in the wilderness wanderings, even as the wanderings in the wilderness of this north country, the wilderness wanderings that the children of Israel are going at this point from bad to worse. I could almost just zoom in this Torah, these three even Torah readings and feeding and superimpose it over the last couple of decades here in this north country. And we get the psychological profile of the once lost, now found, Beit Yisrael, right here. So here we have the 38th degree, the sabbatical study known as Korah, right? Korah, right? Many of the Psalms have a superscription that have for the sons of Korah. Now the sons of Korah, they didn't die when their patriarch had a rebellion, basically a coup. It's a coup against Jah's appointed, the rightful leadership of Jah people. So we speak about repatriation, you know, Shashimeni, or even the Ethiopian World Federation. We need to consider the glory of His Majesty here, as Kamala Halasalat says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. Right? And we should know the truth for ourselves. So come. And we study this right here. We have Numbers chapter 16. That was chapter 16 right there with the dub, crazy ball head. Numbers chapter 16, verse 1 to Numbers chapter 18, verse 32. So what do we have here? in the previous sabbatical, the previous Shavua, the previous strong 7 days, we had the Torah reading and feeding known as Shalach, full, Shalach Leka, send for yourself. This told the tragic story about the sin, the forfeiture, the uckery of the 10 spies, the 10 scouts, representing 10 of the tribes of Israel, and the divine decree that the generation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that was rescued, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt, or Kemet, if you please, they were sentenced to die while in the exile of the Bamidbar. In the Hebrew, the fourth book of Moses is known as Bamidbar. That means in the wilderness, in the desert. Now here, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Korach, for Sabbath Korah, the hard truth, the reality of their condition, their situation is beginning to sink in. And Ha'am and the people, Jah people, they begin to bemoan their fate, the consequences of their actions. And they rebel even further, right? You think there's be a repentance, but there's further rebellion by attempting now to overthrow Jehovah's designated, appointed, right, and anointed leadership, and to return to Kemet, to return to Mitzrayim, to return to Egypt. Now, this rebellion was instigated, right, and organized, get this here, by Moshe's cousin, Korach, right, as it is written, this here rebellion wasn't instigated by somebody that's outside of, you could say, the leadership, but actually within the leadership, the rebellion was instigated and organized by Moshe's cousin Korach, who, along with a band of co-conspirators, confederationists, was swiftly judged and put to death, thereby vindicating the Aaronic priesthood and Moshe's leadership of the Beta Israel, the Beit Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel. Now, who is Korach? Right? So we go from the basic phi cycle, the earthly, the natural type, then we get into the metaphysical of Korach, and why we connect Korach, right, in the metaphysical sense with the crazy ball head. Not on the natural sense, but the metaphysical sense. Right? Now, Korach was the cousin of Moshe, of Moses, And he was a well-respected or a respected Kohathite, who was honored. He had the honor here, right, to be one of the carriers of the Holy Ark. Now get this rebellion right here. We have Korach, right? He was the cousin of Moshe, and he was well-respected Kohathite, who was honored. He had the honor. You see, he had the honor to be one of the carriers of the Holy Ark, the Ark of the Covenant. He also was a renowned, right, as a wealthy man. He was a wealthy man. He was a man of influence. Right? He's an influential Israelite. And he had an honored position, right, within the camp. And that honored position was to be one of the carriers of, we could say, the Holy of Holies, the Holy Ark of the Covenant. He was a Nasi. You know what a Nasi in Hebrew, a Nasi? Nasi is a prince. He was a prince of Ha'am, a prince of the people. Now, despite all of that privilege, we talk about privilege, right? Despite all of that privilege, right? He really had Levitical privilege. But despite and in spite of that, however, Korach rationalized, or he must have, based on what we have here, what is written here, he rationalized that he, and only he, but that he should be the head, the Rosh. Not just he's a prince, he's a Nasi, a prince, but now he should be the chief, he should be the head, he should be the Rosh, he should be the Ras of the Kohati Mispacha, of the Kohatite clan, instead of his cousin, El Zafan, who was his cousin, he was the head. But now Korach, he rationalized that he should be the head of the Kohathite clan instead of his cousin El Zafan. Why? Well, since he was the firstborn, right, of Kohath's second son, whereas El-Zaphan was not even a firstborn son. This was his rationalization. Indeed, because he felt slighted. He felt slighted by Moshe's choice. Korah, his cousin, even went further. He went even further, and he brazenly, right, questioned whether the office of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, the Lika Kahinat, the Kohen Gadol, if that should not have been given to him rather than Aharon, rather than Aaron. Now, Korah's, his co-conspirators, his confederationists, they were two brothers that was named Datan and Abiram. They was from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Reuben. Yisrael, Israel's firstborn son. Now together, they put together a force of 250 men to confront Moshe. Now remember we said in the previous Torah reading, feeding for Shelach Lecha, right, how that was a bad exercise of democracy. You see, it's the common denominator. If you have a common denominator of righteous people, then you would have a good democracy. But here, right, they already made a bad choice the first time that ended up, you know, with this year for a day, this 40 years. And now we have now Korah, right, Korah going further than that and brazenly questioning whether the office, right, that anointed office, that Messiah, we could say a Christ-like, the Messiah office of the Kohen, the priest, Gadol, the big priest, the Lik Ekahinat, should not have been given to him rather than to Aharon. So what he did, he got co-conspirators, two brothers, Datan and Abiram. They were of the tribe of Reuben. So Korah is the tribe of Levi. Remember that Korah, he was already a well-respected man. He was an honored man. He was one of those who had the honor of carrying the Holy of Holies. He was a prince and all of that, right? But he got in his feelings here. And so together, he put together a force of 250 men to do what? To confront Moses and to openly challenge his exclusive claim to leadership. And what did he say? What did Korah say? Now remember that even when we say Bamidbar, the Midbar, the desert, Bamidbar in the desert, Bamidbar in a desert, Bamidbar in the desert, right? Even when we look at this right here, here's what's so very interesting, that the word Midbar, if we do the Hebrew etymology, it comes from Dabar, right? Dabar means words. So in one sense of interpretation, Midbar has to do with like also how one's ordered their words, whether words are ordered right, words, sound, and power, whether it's right, righteous, or whether it's ratchet. So let's hear the words that Korah, right, according to the translation, use. He said to Moshe, he says, "You have gone too far, for all the congregation is kedoshim. All the congregation is set apart ones, is holy, is kedoshim. Every one of them, and Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, Jehovah is among them. Lamaze, why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly, the congregation, you say the church, even in the wilderness of Jehovah?" So he said to Moshe that you've gone too far. Moses, you've gone too far. You know, I'm sure when he was like 250 men deep, you know, a lot of people look at that. They look at numbers, right? So let's look at numbers here in the book of Numbers. So if you were to look at this scene and you see Moshe with Aharon on one side, and then you look over here and you see Korah, right? And you hear his claims and his argument, and then he's backed by 250 men. You're going to say, well, they are the real Israelites right there. Cause look at their numbers. Now, in response to this challenge, Moses, he proposed that, well, Korah and his followers, his followers, why don't y'all bring your fire pans, right? The censers and your fire pans. And let's offer some eishens. Offer eishens at the tabernacle. And by doing this, this will determine whether they were indeed worthy to function as Kohanim. So basically what they're saying is that, well, Aaron and his two sons, that's not enough, you know. We all are holy. All the congregation here is holy. So Moshe said, all right. So here's what you do. You and your followers bring your fire pans and offer eishens at the tabernacle, incense, the eishens, right, to determine. So here we have the determination based on eishens. Very, very interesting. Rastafari. Come. Make us reason on this. Do we have any likeness of this even among I and I? So Moshe proposed that Korah and his followers bring their fire pans, their censers, to offer eishens at the tabernacle to determine whether, you know, what they're saying really indeed is worthy, and they are worthy to function as Kohanim. Now the following morning, in the dawning, when Korah and his 250 followers, they assembled themselves at the gate of the tabernacle, right, to offer incense, to offer the eishens. Ha'elohim, ha'elohim, Elohim, he threatened to destroy them all instantly. So Hashem, when he saw them, 250 of y'all, he threatened to destroy them. Moses now, check out Moses here. Now remember Moses just in the previous Torah, you know, reading and feeding for Shelah, right? He goes to plea bargain for the children of Israel, right? You know, and he was successful in not getting them instant destruction, right? But actually, you know, having their sentence be like exile in the wilderness. Instead of an instant death penalty, they get exile for 40 years, right? And we know what happened there. And now we have this following right behind it. And now, after they assemble the next morning, right, John said, you know, I'm going to destroy them all like one time. Moses then, he begs John not to destroy all the people. But he says, only the rebels. So Moses this time is not, you know, doing as he did last time. But, you know, he's kind of, it's like, remember what it says in one of the Torah reading and feeding, I think for one of the Psalms, it says, the Midrash, the study, it says, beware lest the advocate turn accuser. Remember the previous Torah reading and feeding, Moshe, he was their advocate, right? Even quoting the Shalosh Esrei Midot HaRechamim, you know, the 13 attributes of mercy that was revealed in Exodus chapter 13 of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Hashem, of the name, of He who be who He be, right? And Moses wisely chose certain attributes, you know, like a attorney, like, he know what the law is, but he's not going to bring everything out of the law, but he's going to choose certain things, right, in the law, right, in order to get his client, you know, off on the charges or reduce or mitigated charges. But here, Moshe, he begs John not to destroy Kol Ha'am, not all of the people, not all, but only the rebels. He then warns the congregation, to stand clear of the dwellings, the tents, the dwellings of Korah, Datan, and Abiram. So Talmudim, fellow disciples, take note of these names. Check out the metaphysics of these names. Right? Korah. What does Korah mean? The basic. What's the milk of it? What does Korah mean? What does the name Datan mean in the Hebrew? What is the name Abiram? Right? Now the earth then opened up, or as the scripts say in the Hebrew, the earth, she opened her mouth and swallowed them alive. And a fire consumed the 250 men, the 250 men who illegally and illegitimately, right, offered the eishens, right? So it wasn't like, you know, saying that, well, you know, marijuana is holy and everybody need to be smoking it. You can't, what's wrong with that right there? I don't know, other ones don't say this because, you know, they're not being illuminated by the light of His Majesty's word as of yet. Right, but if you look at the word right here, it's the same thing that Korah was saying. Korah was saying, well, you know, like the eishens is holy, right? So everybody can be burning the eishens. But John did not agree with that. In fact, because what John actually threatened to destroy them, That was actually proving what Moshe, you know, when Moshe said, all right, here's what you do. Next day, come forward and burn your Aishans, and then we'll see, well, who's worthy, right? But then what did Korah say furthermore? Korah said furthermore, well, you know, all the people are holy. Wait, I thought, right, that the priests are the set-apart ones, and then he says to Israel to be Kedoshim, right? But that's like a, you know, that is like a work in progress right there. But those who are set apart specifically to be Kedoshim were the priests, the Kohanim. And note that what they were seeking to do in burning the Aishans was to kind of step away from their already duly, right? So with Korah, at least, Korah was one of those who had the right and the privilege to carry the ark. He had access, right, especially in travel, right, be one of the bearers of the Holy Ark of the Covenant. So you see how ones and ones will use their proximity and position sometimes, and, you know, with ones and ones who might not really know, it might convince and persuade them. That's why John said to the people, well, stand clear of the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Now, this part about the earth opening up her mouth, it's interesting because there's another level when we get to more of the, not the milk, we're just dealing with the milk of the word right here. We get more into the so-called proverbial meat of the word or the solid food of the word, right? And we look at even the metaphysical and even the Hebrew mythos. This is their descent into the underworld. It's a very interesting reasonment that's brought out, right, from the study of the Hebrew scriptures. Once we get past the first precepts and the first principles and the basic milk of the word. So just going over this here so we can have a basic understanding. So when we say Shabbat Korah, oh yeah, that's that Sabbath where, you know, when the ark carrier, one of the ark carriers who had all that privilege, you know what I mean, he basically was trying to rebel, right? His aborted rebellion. This is like a coup. This is a coup right here in the wilderness, a coup, attempted coup. Let's call it an attempted coup. Now, Korah, his rebellion, it introduced, right, outright mutiny and chaos. See, it's not just what he did, right, but it's the consequences of it, right? Reminds I and I of one of the discussion, the reasoning topics, right, the reasoning topics that we had brought forward from, okay, is this one right here. When the people repented of their unbelief and confessed their sin, the Ukkari, they attempted in the previous sabbatical study to take possession of the land. Even after Jah gave his sentence and the judgment upon that generation, they had to do their bid. So the question here was, do you think that Jah finally, quote, reaches his limit, right, end quote, that Xavier Nevercha, right, finally reaches his limits, that the Lord of the limits reaches his limits, and there is no way to repair a wrong? Do you think that this is what the scripture, as we study, is seeking to teach I and I? So let's discuss, let's reason, come back with reason on how being forgiven for a sin, for a ukkari, a missing the mark, a falling short, a forfeiture, a lack, it does not remove the consequences of that fukuri, that sin, that forfeiture, that chatiyat, that chet. Because the word for sin in the Hebrew, in the Afro-Asiatic, in the Royal Amharic, basically means missing the mark. The best way to understand, you know, the force of the Afro-Asiatic, the Afro-Shemitic, both in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic and the Ge'ez, right, of what the word sin means, think about archery. Think about, like, you know, some people go and they hang out and they play darts, you know, the game darts, right, and see who can throw the darts, you know, from the appointed place at, you know, hit the bullseye, right? So imagine that everyone who doesn't hit the bullseye basically falls short of hitting the mark. That is like the direct, a kind of a natural, right? That's what we may liken what it is to. So just thinking about that right there concerning Korah right here and what his rebellion, what his attempted and abortive coup caused in the wilderness, it caused, the consequence was outright mutiny and chaos and chaos within the leadership of the camp and throughout the camps that brought swift and a terrible, right, a dreadful rebuke from Yahweh, from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Nevertheless, Get this right here. Nevertheless, even though that happened, nevertheless, as it's written, the very next day, the entire congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, and we're mainly speaking about the sons, firstly and foremostly, right, when we say this, they audaciously, right, the mandem, they audaciously, the audacity, they began to accuse Moses and Aaron, Moshe with Aharon, saying, y'all have killed the people of Jehovah. You have killed the people of Yahweh. You have killed them. Now they start to blame Moses and Aaron. Now, like, is there some cognitive dissonance going on right here? All right, well, see, we're reading this, but they were actually experiencing that. But where's the disconnect going on? You see, when the people look toward the tabernacle, however, the glory of Jehovah appeared. So now after saying that, when he turned and looked to the tabernacle, to the Mishkan, right, to the church in the wilderness, what do they see? The glory, right, the Kivra Exavia. They see the Kabod of Jehovah had appeared. And where Ha'el, the Almighty, descended to tell Moshe and Aaron that he was going to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. He was going to destroy the sons of Israel. Why? For their treason. See, we have to understand this. See, Book of Numbers is actually also a military book. Right? It's the birth of a nation that we're getting with the Israelites, you know, from Egypt, 50 days, you know, 50 days to Sinai, right? And then that year at Sinai, the law, the 10 words, the 10 commandments, the directions, instructions. And then here we come to Numbers and that numbering of the men that are able to go forth to war. So we're speaking about military, right? What happens in the military if you countermand a command? What do you think happens in the military if you countermand a command? Or what happens in the military if there's a mission and then you're part of the mission creep? You know what mission creep is? Mission creep is if we have a specific group of commanders, a specific mission, and then one is trying to add other things in there or go a next way. And this is what happened with that. That is why when Jehovah's glory appeared and Ha'elohim and Elohim descended within the cloud to tell Moshe and Aharon that he was going to destroy the Bnei Yisrael for their treason. Remember, Moses just previously, with the uckery, with the evil report concerning the land, the Afro-Canaanite land, right? And we apply that even today with many Israelites speaking not right, even concerning the land. When we talk about Africa, the land. You know, because he didn't say anything about what the people said about the people, right? But when they started to say that the land eats you up and all of this crazy talk, you know, he was going to destroy them then. So Moshe, what he did, he advocated for them, right? He mitigated the charges. He kind of plea bargained for them. And instead of an outright death sentence, you know, their sentence was commuted to exile. And then right after all of that, we come to this right here. Right? Now remember, as we scroll forward, or really just retrograde, right, reverse engineer these Torah readings and feedings from where we're at right here, we go back to what happened with Miriam. Right? Remember, all this is happening now within the 38 years. So what we have right here, right, not always chronological, but are key events that occurred in the 38 years, right, of the wanderlust of the Bnei Yisrael in the wilderness. And it all comes down to one thing, right? It comes down to obeying orders. You see, when they was in Egypt and the Pharaoh told them, you know what, I'm not going to give you no straw, but I need you to make, you better make more bricks, right? They bitched them on, but they didn't say, well, we're going to leave here. Nah, you know, but anyway, despite that, Moshe and Aaron, fervent, they try to intercede again. And even previously, they fallen on their faces and begging Jehovah. Even now, when the people are now turned against themselves. See, there was another Torah teaching, right, from the Psalms, that when David called himself Hasid, right, the Hasid, some say the Hasidim, the Hasidic, but actually we know that that word means like mercy. It's loving kindness. It's one of the attributes of Jehovah. But one can be a Hasid too. In fact, in one of the Psalms, I think it's Psalm 16, if I'm correct, where it says, I am holy, or it uses the term chassid. But in bringing out the meaning of that, since it's not kadosh or kedoshim, it's a different word, but the same translation, bring out holy. The difference in the two terms is that a chassid is one who has received mercy and one who also is emulating, right, Jehovah in spirit and in truth. And they use the case in point that whenever a man is attacked or is attacked in some way and he has the ability to respond, right? Like say if somebody attacks you, right, either in words or in deeds, right? Like take David for example, right? David was attacked by Saul, right? They got the jump on Saul. They could get the jump on him because they knew where he was resting in the cave and his men were sleepy, you know, and they could have went up in there. And one of his men said, Abishai said, yo, let me just jerk him one time and be done. And David reproved him. But David still, that case in point shows that he had the ability, you know what I mean? You know, because one of his men, you know, or some of his men would have gone and done it if he said, go do it. But instead, he kind of like turned the other cheek. In a sense. So we see even here Moshe and Aharon, right, turning the other cheek, so to speak, right? However, in spite of that, what happened? A deadly plague. A plague had broke out, right? Diseases had broke out among the people. You see, there's the ancients, some of the ancients say in different cultures, right, you know, even we're studying even a little more in depth, you know, Mitzrayim, you know, even the linguistics and everything, because what we're showing right here is that some things are just basic, like water and air. You know what I mean? Some things are just basic, you know, like water and air. And many of them believe that disease, right, could have a outside, like you could eat something or be around something contaminated and get infected that way. But that a lot of sickness and disease and even death, right, basically comes from people, but it comes from our spirit and thought. It comes from the spiritual plane, right? And it basically is like, for example, take some water, right? If you freeze some water and it's ice now, right? Then if you now heat up the ice, right, it turns into water. It changes states. And then if you continue to heat it up, it evaporates. So in the same sense, our feelings, our thoughts, right, you know what I mean? It descends into our body, our action, but it also affects our surroundings. So that deadly plague, although it is attributed to Jehovah, because he could stay the plague as he did eventually, but that basically came out from their own action. So the deadly plague that broke out, right, is all their uckery. You know what I mean? Just think about these last three Torah readings and feedings right here. Like we say, it's just going from bad to worse. And nobody's saying, wait, hold on. Why don't we just slow down for a moment? Moshe then instructed Aaron, right? When Moshe and Aaron saw what was going on, and the people were getting sick, quick, fast, Moshe then instructed Aaron to do what? To take his fire pan. Now let's look at this right here, the connection of the Aishans and burning the Aishans, right? This is what is very, and also leadership, right? You know, and priesthood, right? And really, it was not about, well, you firstborn or you this born or that born, but it's whether you are called to serve and whether you serve, because Korah already had an honorable position. Think about it. He had access to the Ark of the Covenant. Well, not access, right? But he was one of the few, right, chosen out of thousands, right, to be the bearer of the Ark of the Covenant. That right there, all of this must have, I don't know if went to his head or whatever, but when Moshe saw what happened with the plague, he instructed Aaron, and Aaron who is the Moshiach, he is the anointed. We could say in a New Testament sense, he is the Christ, right? He's in the position of Christ in his office, his role. He is the Kohen Gadol. Right, the Kohen Gadol, he's the high priest, and now he's been instructed by Moshe to take his fire pan, his censer, with Aishans, and to bring it in the midst of the congregation, to go into the very midst of the aggregation. For what reason? To make Kippur, to make a Kippur for them, right? To make an atonement, a covering for their uckery. right, to give John all that smoke, right, that John will smell the sweet savor of the smoke from the anointed hands of the proper man, right, and that would be a covering for the uckery, right? Aharon, he got up and he did so. And it says in the scripts that he stood between the dead and the living. He stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed, right? You say stopped, right? HaTorah, it tells us right here that 14,700 Israelites died. Like I said, most of these are men, if not all of them, right? The B'nai Yisrael, we know that by the language of the Hebrew and the nuances of what certain words mean, right? So the B'nai Yisrael, 14,700. Because only mind them that's going to be about all this fuss about leadership anyway. You know, you don't know. 14,700, mind them, Israelites died because of the plague, not including the deaths of those involved in the rebellion of Korah. So one thing, right, led to another thing. Now, as a final test to vindicate, right, to justify that Aharon, that Aaron, right, truly was Jehovah's chosen, right, anointed and appointed Kohen, priest. Each of the 12 tribal heads, the Roshim, the Rosses of Yisrael, as well as Aharon, Aaron himself, they were instructed to bring their staffs to Moshe. Now, one has to understand the importance of the staff. That staff is like that emblem of authority right there. You know, and often that staff is passed on from, like you say, tribal prince and head to tribal prince and head. Now, each of them were to bring their staffs, right? There, I think this would be the matot, right? Their staffs. Also, we have the word for tribe, mateh, right? Their staffs to Moshe. Now, Moshe then, he inscribed their names, the shemot, right? Their shems. He put their shems. Their shems is their shemot in the Hebrew, their names, on each staff, and brought them into the Kodesh, right, you know, into the holy place, before the Ark of Testimony, before the Aron HaEdut. Here's an interesting thing that gets lost in translation. The word for congregation, edat, is from the same root as the word for testimony, edut, right? So when it says in the midst of the congregation, it's not just saying the midst of the regular people, but those who come forward to witness, you know, like even in worship, like the congregation, those who bear witness, right? So here he brings their staff, right, with all their names into the Kodesh, right, the holy place, before the Aron HaEdut, before the Ark of the Testimony. Quote, and the staff of the man whom I choose shall sprout. Thus I will make to cease from me, from I, the grumblings of Amo Yisrael, of the people of Israel, that they grumble, mumble, and grumble against you. So this is what Jehovah said, you know, concerning the staff of the man whom I choose shall sprout. So all of them brought their staffs. We have Aharon bring his staff. Remember, the staff was basically, you know, a staff. You know, it was cut from a tree, you know, at some time and everything. But basically, it's like a dead piece of wood. Basically, it's a dead piece of wood. So John says, in the staff of the man, remember, each of them had the name, you know, of the man whom that staff belonged to. John says, that man's staff that shall sprout, that shall bud, right? Thus I will make to cease from I the grumblings of Amo Yisrael, that they grumble against you. Now, the following day, Moshe, he went into the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and, quote, behold, look and see, the staff of Aharon for the Beit Lewi, for the Beit Levi, right, the house of Levi, the Beit Lewi, had sprouted, had bud, right, and it put forth buds. It sprouted and put forth buds. And it also produced blossoms. And it bore ripe almonds, right? Ripe almonds. Now, he then brought out all the staffs and gave them back to each of the tribal, you know, princes and rasses, the Roshim, the heads of the different tribes. Yahweh then told Moshe to return Aharon's staff to the tabernacle to the Mishkan, like for safekeeping, as a testimony, right? As a testimony, right, for the generations to come. Now, after all of this had transpired, one event next, scene by scene, Amo, Yisrael, the people, they began to dread. So now think about this. Now, after all that had happened that led up to this right here, the people started to get like mixed moods and attitudes, mixed up moods and attitudes, and they began to dread, right, to dread the presence of Jehovah, dread the face of Jehovah and the tabernacle. They started to look at the, you know, the tabernacle and the presence of Jehovah, right, that responded to their uckery as a bad thing, right? And now to allay their fears and their phobias, their false evidence appearing real, Moshe, he gave them assurance that the sons of Aharon, namely HaKohanim, the priests, and HaLuim, and the Levites alone, all one, both the priests, the sons of Aaron, the priests, and the Levites alone would bear responsibility for the sanctuary. You know what I mean? They would bear the responsibility. We even have it within Leviticus in that sense. He's just bringing out what was already there in case they didn't hear, you know, that they would bear responsibility for the sanctuary, right? But since the Levites, HaLuim and the Kohanim, would receive no portion, since they got no portion, no allotment in the promised land, the people were instructed to generously, right, willingly and generously, right, to support them by means of the various gifts that are listed at the very end of this parsha, this Torah reading and feeding, right here, here, here. So here, just giving an overview right here for this 38th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, here for Shabbat Korah, for Sabbath Korah, for Sabbath Crazy Ballhead, yeah.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, 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 Shabbat Strong,
yeah, we're gonna quit and fail. I'm gonna be lazy like crazy. My heart and mind are very crazy.
Chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Not you.
We gonna chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Chapter 16. Now Korah the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On the son of Peleg, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also? For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord? And what is Aaron, that ye murmur against him? Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, Respect not thou their offerings. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron, tomorrow. And take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also, and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. And they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar. For they offered them before the Lord, therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it. and the glory of the Lord appeared. Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the plague was stayed, 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 plague was
And the plague was stayed, the plague was stopped. The Ishant. The incense, the Ishants being the theme on both sides, the 250 men. And then with what Moses instructed Aharon, the Kohen Gadol, the Moshiach, the anointed high priest to do, to burn the Ishants in the midst of the people who are under the plague. So right here we have this 38th degree of our sabbatical study. Interesting, also picked up in the audible right there for the overview, the synopsis, the 38 years. So here we have, like, from these chapters here, it moves forward over 38 years. You see the book of Numbers, the 38 years, and it notes these particular incidents, right? And it's interesting, if we study, we can see these same incidences amongst the once lost, now found Beta Israel of the Americas and the Caribbean. Now here we have a psalm update right here. We have Psalm 8 on some of the presentations for tonight's podcast, but actually the update is Psalm 6. Psalm 6 is an interesting psalm, Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav, modern Hebrew Mizmor Vav, more African Shemitic pointing Mizmor Wow. Wowway. We have Psalm 6 right here for the leader, chief musician with string music, La Menat Eyah, Bia Neginot, Bingi Note, Bia Neginot, on string music or with, by way of, in string music, Bia Neginot, sounds a lot like Bingi Note, Al Hashemenit, all upon Hashemenit, on the eighth. Some say on the octave, the eighth. Some say it might refer to a type of instrument that would have a deeper tone, musically speaking, the eighth, possibly an octave lower than the viol. But here, La Menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, Bingi Note, Al Hashemenit. On or with or in string music, the Bingi note, all upon Hashemenit, upon the octave or the eighth, Mizmor Lidawi, a psalm of David. What do we have right here? We have a prayer, Tefillah, right? Tefillah, prayer, Tehillah, the halal, hallelujah, the ililta, right? Tehillah, praise. And here we have Tefillah, a prayer in sickness. It's called a prayer in sickness. Here, the brief overview right here. And this here resonates here, as in this season, it corresponds to the 38th sabbatical study for Korah. Call it the Israelite crazy bald-headed rebellion. Right here. Here we have a sufferer, Psalm 6, a sufferer. His body agonized, his mind troubled, ill wishes or evil wishes. The word ra'a, like the ra-ra, both signifies evil in a theological, biblical, we could say, Judeo-Christian sense of translation, but also that which is harmful, that which is bad, that which is ill. So the ill wishes, right, like the Israelites here vis-a-vis Moshe and vis-a-vis Aharon, ill wishers who taunt him
with being forsaken by Elohim. It's interesting how Korah, as Mary Ben of Levitical rebels, well, he was a Levite, but the other ones from the other tribes. It's interesting what they said concerning Moshe. Moshe, you take too much on you. All the people are holy. As I mentioned before, what were they doing in Mitzrayim? You see, what one's miss is the transition, is the detail. They might get a couple of verses and argue over a few verses here because of the translation and how it appears or seems to be. But what is interesting is that we get priests early on, right, within the coming out, the Exodus narrative and moving forward, we get the priests coming out. They were priests, not Levitical priests. So the people in Egypt, you know, like over here, some are preachers and pastors or other things, you know, maybe not be Levites, although they might be Israelites, so be it. You know what I mean? But they were already priests. In other words, every man, especially if he was a firstborn male or he had that right of like the father of the house or the lead man of the tribe, whether a Nisi, whether a prince or a Rosh, a head, you know, a Ras of the particular tribe to be that priest. This is something we find in the first book of Moshe. We have Abraham offering sacrifices, building altars, Yitzhak doing the same thing, Yaakov doing the same thing, and no doubt the Israelites, you know, they engage in that. There was not a set priesthood until they came, Mitzrayim, until the coming out, the Exodus. And we hear about the priest with Yitro, Jethro. Remember Jethro? He is a priest, Kohen Midian. He is a priest of the Midianites. What's obvious is that his theology corresponds with the theology, you know, or the theological, how they saw Yahuwah. Right. Except what Jethro recognizes that Yahuwah is dealing with the children of Israel. Right. So it's interesting here we get a spirituality point concerning the Hebrew narrative. Most get caught up on the carnality, the physicality, and miss that the Hebrew, being Hebrew, is the spirituality. So we have Jethro is called a priest. Right. Not a false priest, not a pagan priest, as some of the Jews who call themselves Jews, they might say, but no. See, that Midianite connects with the Ethiopian. That's why they say those things. But what the scripture says is that he was a priest, and Moshe married one of his daughters, you know what I mean? And he also got that revelation while tending to the sheep and the cattle, you know, to the, you know, the flock of his father-in-law, his chotein. This is where that revelation at Sinai, at Sinai, the thorny place, occurred, right? And so we get with the Exodus, there were the priests. When Jethro came back around with the family, it talks about the priests. They were priests. Even Moshe went up to the mountain and said, that, you know, don't have the people or any of the priests. This is before Aharon and Levi were the designated ones that Yahuwah, that Jehovah chose. So they were doing priestly stuff in Egypt, and no doubt, like over here, there were many different denominations. There were at least 42 different Kemetiu denominations for the sacred priests and the gnomes, but they obviously were doing priestly things because that was what man did in them days. If he was a man of his tribe, of his family, he was that one that had not just a right, but a responsibility. You know what I mean? To go before the God or the deity that they accepted or believed in. But now for Israelites, something new is being done right here. And Levi is selected for the holy service, the tabernacle, and the children, Aharon and his sons, for the priesthood. Now we point to the molten calf incident to be the so-called game changer. You know what I mean? Where we get the exclusivity, like when Moshe came down after he saw the Ukri going on, he said, who's on Yahuwah's side? Right? He said, so call Yisrael. The only ones that didn't suffer from the guilty conscience of what had occurred in the Ukri of going back to their former worship in Mitzrayim was the Levites. Right? And then we get the legislation that comes forward in HaTorah, the direction instruction. So here, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 6, and we're linking this here with this 38th degree of sabbatical study, where we have a sufferer His body agonized, his mind troubled by ill wishes, the ill wishes against Moshe and Aharon, who taunt him and them with being forsaken by Ha'elohim, by the Elohim. In fact, Korah is speaking like, you know, you're doing something that we all can do. No doubt they were doing it in Mitzrayim, but they wasn't paying attention. Shema Yisrael sends up his prayer right here. We get Moshe and Aharon. Instead of saying, yes, Jah, destroy them. They are so rebellious. Can't talk to them. No, they pray to intercede with the very same ones who ill-wish them. Right? Sends up to heaven his fervent tefillah for relief. He's on the verge of death. I mean, they were on the verge of death if Moshe did not call it as he did. You know, he said, if Yahuwah does a, if these men die a natural death, then no, we were not called. We were not chosen. He didn't speak to us. But if something new happens, something new, a new kind of death, not a natural death, some unnatural thing like the earth opening up her mouth, for example. So they're on the verge of death, right? Ha'elohim, the Elohim alone can save him and save them. So we have here is an interesting psalm right here. We get into some of the details. But one note we'd like to make is that the psalm is also included in the daily Yehudi and Judaic liturgy, right? Among the penitential prayers or like the repentance prayers right here, here, here. So here we have today's daily psalm. Get a little double eyes right here, Psalm 6.
Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in mine anger, neither chasten me in my hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But now, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed, and suddenly, be ashamed, suddenly, be ashamed, suddenly, 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 suddenly.
Mizmor Vav, Lamnatseach Binginot al Hashemimit, Mizmor le David. Adonai, Al Beapecha Tochicheni, Beal Bahamatecha Tiasereni, Honneni Adonai, כי אומלל אני, רפאני אדוני, כי נבהלו עצמי. ונפשי נבהלה מאוד, ואתה אדוני עד מתי? תשובה אדוני חלצה נפשי, הושיעני למען חסדך, כי אין במוות זכרך, בשאול מי יודע לך. יגעתי באנחתי, אשחה בכל לילה מיטתי, ודמעתי ארסי אמסל. עששה מכעס עיני, עתקה בכל צורריי. סור ממני כל פועלי אבן, כי שמע אדוני כל בכי. שמע אדוני תחינתי, אדוני תפילתי ייקח. יבושו ויבהלו מאוד כל אויבי, ישובו יבושו רגע.
Thank you.
We have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 66.
Mizmor Samechbav. למנצח שיר מזמור, שיר מזמור, שיר מזמור, שיר מזמור, שיר מזמור, שיר מזמור.
Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands, ye lands, ye lands, ye lands.
Yes, 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 yes. Apologies right there. We had 66 earlier. Interesting, these numbers here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 6. So here I'd like to go through a little bit of a midrash on this particular interesting psalm here, one of the early prayer psalms, and there's a certain template and format in Hebraic Judaic worship that comes from and through these particular psalms, just in the tabernacle of Dawid, of David. So here, 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 like to ride up with a little midrash right here, you know, with the time that we have. This is going to go into the grace period of the podcast. So like to segue, we think that there's a lot of important themes here, Chavarim, that actually link in today's daily psalm and with the Moses and Aaron from their position, the position of the righteous who are taunted by ill wishes. Yes, right here, 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 Shema Yisrael.
Mizmor, Mizmor, wow. Mizmor, vav, Mizmor, wow. Psalm 6, Mizmor, wow. Mizmor, vav. For the leader with string music on the Sheminit, the 8th. Here, 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 today's psalm. Psalm 6, Mizmor, wow. Mizmor Waweh, also called Mizmor Vav. Here, 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 a midrash, a study on today's psalm, Mizmor, wow. Lamnatzeach, be a neginot, al ha-sheminit. Lamnatzeach, for the leader, la menatzeach, for the chief musician, la menatzeach, for the overcomer. Be a neginot, binginot, with string music upon string music, be neginot, binginot, al upon hashemenit, al hashemenit, on the eighth, on the shemenit, ha shemenit, lamnatzeach, be neginot, al hashemenit, zehu shamar hakatub. This verse is to be read in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Even in Psalm 119, Hebraically the 164th verse that reads, seven times a day do I praise thee. Seven times a day do I praise the I. Do I says the I. Sheva bayom hilaltika. Sheva bayom hilaltika. Do I praise, do I exalt, praise the I. Sheva Bayom Hilaltika. And here, here, Midrash, Midrash. Midrash notes on today's psalm, Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav, Mizmor Wow, Psalm 6. Here, five explanations of Sheva, Bayom Hilaltika. Seven times a day do I praise thee, the I, male, will be cited here, here, here. The last of which, Rav Meir, bears on the word Sheminit, bears on the word eighth. Here, 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 five explanations of Sheva Bayom Hilaltika. Sheva, 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 seven. Bayom, in the Yom, in the day. Hilaltika, Hilaltika, do I praise the I. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Rav Joshua ben Levi taught, seven times a day do I praise the I. Here, here, here. Here from Psalm 119, Hebraically the 164th verse, from Mizmor Kof Yod Teit, Kof Yud Teit, Psalm CXIX, Psalm 119. Here, here, here. Bringing out this verse, Sheva Bayom Hilaltika. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi taught, Sheva Bayom Hilaltika. Seven times a day do I praise the I, refers to the seven prayers, the seven Hebraic Judaic prayers. One, quote, who formest light. Two, quote, with abounding love. Three, quote, hear, O Israel. Four, quote, it shall come to pass if ye shall hearken diligently. Five, quote, the Lord spoke to Moshe. Six, quote, true and firm. Seven, quote, blessed art thou, who has redeemed Yisrael. All seven being obligatory every day, morning and evening, in the saying of the Shema. The Shema. Hear, hear, hear. And hear, hear, Midrash note. Hear, see, refer to the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book. Hear, 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 for these seven prayers. And hear, hear, in the Seder for the Tefillat Shacharit. Hear, 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 the seven prayers. The first, who formest light. Yotzir Or. Yotzir Or. Who formest light. In the first, Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Yotzir Or. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, I, our power. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Universal King, Yotzir Or, who formest light, Uborei Yahoshek, and createst darkness. Osei Shalom, who makest peace, Uborei Et Hakol, and createst all things, and createst all. So the first of the seven prayers that Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, he cites in connection with Sheva, Bayom Hilatika, seven times a day do I praise the eye. The first, who formest light, or Yotzir, Yotzir, formest, or light, Yotzir, or. The second, with abounding love, with abounding love. Here in the Seder, in the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book, in the Seder, Ahava, Ahava Rabba, Ahava Rabba, with abounding love. Ahava Rabba, Ahavtanu, with abounding love hast thou loved us, loved I and I, Yahweh Eloheinu, O Jehovah, our power, our God, our Elohim. Ahava Rabba, second, with abounding love, Ahava Rabba. And third, hear, O Israel, Shema, Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, Shema, Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Yisrael, he who be, we be, our power, he who be, we be, the one. Shema, Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear the third, Shema, Yisrael. The fourth, it shall come to pass if ye, if y'all shall hearken diligently, hear, 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 with haya im shamoa tishmu, it shall come to pass if ye, if y'all shall hearken diligently, with haya im shamoa tishmu. So hear, 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 the fourth, it shall come to pass if ye shall hearken diligently, with haya im shamoa tishmu. And the fifth, the Lord spoke to Moshe. The fifth, and the Lord spoke to Moshe. Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe lemor. And Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe lemor. The fifth, Jehovah spoke to Moses. The sixth, true and firm. True and firm. Emet v'yatzid. Emet v'yatzid. True and firm. Emet v'yatzid. True and firm. And the seventh, blessed art thou who has redeemed Yisrael. The seventh, blessed art thou, the I, who has redeemed Yisrael. Baruch ata Yahuwah Ga'al Yisrael. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ga'al Yisrael. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah Jehovah, who has redeemed Yisrael. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ga'al Yisrael. All seven being obligatory every day, morning and evening, in the saying of the Shema, Shema. However, because wearing knotted fringes is not obligatory in the evening, nor is the recital of the prayer prescribing them, namely the prayer, quote, the Lord spoke to Moshe, the Lord spoke to Moses. Therefore, the prayer, quote, cause us, O Lord our God, to lie down in peace, is said instead. This prayer on a Sabbath or on a festal eve ends with, quote, blessed art thou, Baruch atah, who spreadest the tabernacle of peace, and on the eve of an ordinary day with Baruch atah, blessed art thou, who guardest thy people, Yisrael. So here, today Psalm Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav, here, get a good Seder book, the APB, Authorized Prayer Book, the Seder Book, the Yehudi Liturgy Book. Right here, today's Psalm, a key Psalm here in the Midrash, in the studies. Here, Ani Lechozir, I repeat, it says, however, because wearing knotted fringes is not obligatory in the evening, in the Erev, nor is the recital of the prayer prescribing them. Namely, so we have here, the prayer, and this here is the fifth. We have the fifth of the seven, where it says, and Adonai spake to Moses, saying, Vayomer Adonai el Moshe lemor, or here, according to the Keti, what is written, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe lemor, and Jehovah spake to Moses, saying. So here it says in the Midrash, for Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav, it says, however, because wearing knotted fringes is not obligatory in the evening, nor is the recital of the prayer prescribing them, namely, the Lord spake to Moses, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe. Therefore, the prayer, cause us, O Lord our God, to lie down in peace, is said. Now, here in looking to the Aravit, right here, to the evening service, here we have Ha shekaveinu Adonai Eloheinu le shalom. Cause us, Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power, to lie down, to lay down in peace. Ha shekaveinu Yahuwah Eloheinu le shalom. Ha shekaveinu. Cause us to lay down, Yahuwah. Here in the Seder, the Siddur has Yihya, as we say, the Jaja, right? For we Rastafari Yehudim, right? Jaja, that sense there, pointed for reverence to the Hashem. Hashikabenu, Yahuwah Eloheinu Lishalom. Cause us, O Jehovah, our power, our Elohim, to lay down in peace, is said instead of Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe Leimor, which we have in the Tefillat Shacharit, in the Aravit, in the evening service, we say instead, Hashikibenu Yahuwah Eloheinu le Shalom. Here. Instead, this prayer on a Sabbath, on a Shabbat, because that is Lechol, right, and that is during the, during the weekdays, but on a Shabbat or a festival eve, it ends with, blessed art thou who spreadest the tabernacle of peace. Blessed art thou who spreadest the tabernacle of peace. So here. And here in the Siddur, the Seder, because we have here another Midrash note pointing to the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book, and pointing to this note here, for Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Poreis Sukkot Shalom Aleinu We Al Kol Amo Yisrael We Al Yerushalayim. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, who spreadest the tabernacle of peace over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, Israel, and over Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Poreis Sukkot Shalom Aleinu We Al Kol Amo Yisrael We Al Yerushalayim. And on the eve, the Erev, on the eve of an ordinary day, here it ends with, blessed art thou who guardest thy people, Yisrael. So going through the Siddur, we just went to the Sabbath and the festival service, going to the Siddur for the Arabit, Lechol, right, for the
evening service during like the weekdays. Here we have Barukata Yahuwah Shomer Amo Yisrael Laad. Blessed art thou, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Jehovah Hashem, Shomer, who guardest, the guarder, Shomer Ammo, guardest the people, guardest his people here, Ammo, his people, Yisrael, Israel, Laad, forever. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Shomer Ammo, Yisrael, Laad. So for all these berkot, these benedictions, these blessings, these points of reference, refer to the APB, authorized prayer book known as the Siddur, right, the prayer book. I authorized Yehudi prayer book. Seven times a day do I praise thee, Shavat Bayom Hilaltika. Seven times a day, Shavat Bayom, or some enunciate as Shavah Bayom Hilaltika. Seven times a day do I praise Hilal, Tehillim, the exaltation, Tehillim. Also, this refers to the seven benedictions, the seven berkot, the seven benedictions, concluding the several tefillot prayers said in HaShema, in the Shema. For in a Mishnah, we learn, in the morning, two benedictions are said before HaShema, before the Shema, and one benediction is said after it. And in the evening, two benedictions are said before it, two blessing berkot are said before it, and two benediction berkot are said after it. Thus, there are Sheva. There are seven. And also refer to Berkot 1 and 4, Berkot as well. So, seven times a day, Shabbat Bayom Hilaltika, do I praise the Yai Hilaltika, may also refer to the seven times a day, Shabbat Bayom, that he who conducts the service, the Avoda, recites the Kaddish. And also here refer to a good Siddur, authorized prayer book, where you'll find the Kaddish for the one who conducts the Avoda, the service, reciting the Kaddish of Shavat Bayom Hilatika, of seven times a day do I praise thee. Rav Abin said, this refers to the seven religious duties that a man is obliged to perform every day. This refers to the seven religious duties that a man is obliged to perform every day. What are they? The recitation of HaShema, of the Shema, twice during the day. The recitation of the Shemona Esra, the 18 benedictions, three times during the day. And the recitation of grace after meals, morning and evening. Thus, there are Shabbat. There are seven. So the seven religious, righteous duties that a man is obliged to perform every day are the recitation of the Shema twice during the day, the recitation of the Shemona Esra, and the Shemona Esra, here, bringing forward the Midrash note, or the Tefillah, the Shemona Esra, the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, is referred to as a tefillah, prayer, and also is referred to as the Amidah, the standing prayers. So the recitation of HaShema, the Shema twice during the day, the recitation of the Shemona Esrei three times during the day, and the recitation of grace after meals, morning and evening, thus totaling there are seven. There are Sheva. Finally, Rav Meir used to say, when a man wears the tefillin up on Rosho, his head, and upon Zoro, his arm, as prescribed, his left arm, as prescribed, his four knotted fringes enclose him on all four sides. And here, Midrash note right here on on all four sides here in the Midrashno, and in the man's flesh there is the mark of the covenant. Here, a parallel version as well in the Toseta Barakot, in the end of chapter 6 for the point of reference on all four sides, this quote here, and in the man's flesh, there is the mark of Habrit, there's the mark of the covenant. And when, as he enters Beito, his home, there is a mezuzah at the entrance. You find that seven testimonies of his fear, his reverence, Yirato, his reverence of Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, surround him like a wall. It was of such a man that David said, even in the 34th Psalm, Hebraically at the 8th verse, David said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and delivereth them. Chone malach Yahuwah saviv li reayo wai halitzein." And the angel of Jehovah encampeth, chone, encampeth malach, the angel Yahuwah of Jehovah, chone malach Yahuwah, sabib, round about, saviv, li reav, vaya halitzein, round about them that reverence, li reayo, that reverence him, li reav, and delivereth them. Why halitz aim? Chone malaki Yahuwah saviv li reayo. Why halitz aim? And here, additional midrash note. He delivers from chet, from sin, from akari, from forfeiture, from lack, those who perform the prescribed righteous acts. Compare the minchat, bikurim, on the Tofseta Berakot, the end of chapter 6. And when this man goes into a bathhouse and looks at himself, he says, quote, "Here I am, stripped of all the testimonies of the Yirat HaElohim HaElohim, the testimonies of the reverence, the testimonies of the respect of the power," end quote. But then he sees upon himself the testimony of circumcision that equals all the other testimonies, and his mind is set at rest. Thinking of circumcision, David said, "I shall compose a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation, Isis, concerning it for the leader with string music on the eighth, Sheminit, La menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, the menatzeach, the overcomer, la menatzeach, bi niginot, with string music, upon string music, the niginot, bi niginot, al ha sheminit, on the sheminit, al ha sheminit, that is, on the eighth testimony, al ha sheminit, circumcision, that is performed on the eighth day. Precious is circumcision, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, blessed be He, made a berit, a covenant with Abraham. He cut a covenant, a berit, with Abraham, that any man who is circumcised will not go down into Gehenna, as is said, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. That reads, "In that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to thy seed have I given this land." In that day the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To thy seed, thy race, thy seed have I given this land." Bayom hahu karat Yahweh et Abram berita lemor lezarecha. Natati et haaretz. In that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abram. Bayom hahu karat Yahuwah et Avram berit, saying, "Lemor, to thy seed have I given this land. Le'zareka natati et ha'aretz. And here the Midrash note here on Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav, the preceding verse from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, which reads, "And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and there was thick darkness, behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch that passed between these pieces." This here is taken to refer to Gehenna, Gehenom, Gehenna, Hebrew hell, as against Gehenna, Gehenom, this land, Ha'aretz Hazot, Ha'aretz Hazot. Bayom hahu karat Yahuwah et Avrama berita lemor le'zareka natati et ha'aretz hazot. Ha'aretz hazot. This land. So here, pointing to the preceding verse that reads, "And it came to pass that when the sun went down and there was thick darkness, behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch that passed between these pieces." This verse here is taken to refer to Gehenna. Gehenom, Gehenna. As against Gehenna, we have Ha'aretz Hazot. This land is to be given to the seed, the race of Avram, the seed of Abram. Vayehi Hashemesh Ba'al Wa'elata Haya Wihine Tanur Ashan Wi'lapid Eisha Asher Avar Bein Ha'gizarim Ha'ele. And it came to pass, Vayehi, that when the sun went down, Hashemesh Ba'a, and there was thick darkness, Wa'elata Haya, behold, Wihine, a smoking furnace, Tanur Ashan, and a flaming torch, with Lapid Aish, that Asher pass, Avar, that pass between Bain, these pieces, Ha Gizarib Ha'ele. Vayehi Hashemesh Ba'a Wa'elata Haya Wihine Tanur Ashan Wi'lapid Eish Asher Abar Bein Ha'gizarim Ha'ele. Who will go down into Gehenna? Gehenom. Who will go down into Hebrew hell? Gehenna. The uncircumcised, the Goyim, the heathen, the Gentiles. As noted in the following verse, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 15, verses 19 to 21, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, and the Kadmonite, etc., etc. And see what Ezekiel says to Egypt. See what Chizkel says to Mitzrayim, even in Ezekiel 32, verses 18 and 19, that reads, "To the nether parts of the earth, go down, and be thou laid with the uncircumcised. To the nether parts of the earth, go down, and be thou the eye laid with the uncircumcised." And here Yechezkel, Ezekiel, here Ezekiel chapter 32, the fuller verses 18 and 19. Ben Adam, Nehe Allah, Hemona Mitzrayim, Awe Horidei Hu Otah, Uavenota Goyima Adarima Illa Ereta Tachitiyot, Eta Yordei Vor. Son of man, Ben Adam, wail for the multitude of Egypt, Nehe Allah Hemona Mitzrayim, and cast them down with Horidei Hu Otaha, and cast them down, even her, Otaha, with the daughters of the mighty nations, Uvenot, Ubenota Goyima Darim, to the nether parts of the earth, Il Eretza Tachtiyot, with them that go down into the pit, Et Yordei Bor, Ben Adam, Anehe, Allah, Himona, Mitzrayim, We Horidei, Hu Otaha, Uvenota Goyim, Adarima, El Eret, Tachtiot, Et Yordei Bor. Mimi, Na'amta, Rida, We Hashikva, Et Reli. Whom dost thou pass in beauty? Mimi, Na'amta, Mimi,
from who? Me. From who? Me. Na'amta. Whom dost thou pass in beauty? Rida. Where hashikaba? Eta erlein. Go down. Rida. And be thou laid. Where hashikaba? With the uncircumcised. Et erlein. Et erlein. Et erelin, et erelin, mimia na'amta, rida we hashikava, et erelin, erelin, the uncircumcised erelin. And Isaiah said, even in Isaiah 5:14, therefore the nether world hath enlarged her desire and opened her mouth for him that is without a seal. Hear, Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Chapter 5:14, Yeshayah said, Isaiah said, therefore the netherworld hath enlarged her desire and opened her mouth for him that is without a seal. Lachen hirchiva shiol nafshaha ua fa'era fiyaha livli chok. Therefore the netherworld hath enlarge her desire. Lakin hirachiba shiol nafshaha. Nafshaha. Her desire. Literally the word for soul, bringing out the sense of her appetite. Nafsha. To swallow those killed by the invader in the context of Yeshayahu. Lakin hirachiba shiol nafshaha. Ua fa'era fiha libli chok. And opened her mouth. And opened her mouth. U fa era fi ha her mouth libli chok without measure. Better sense of without limit. In the netherworld here, Sheol. Lakein hirchiba Sheol nashaha u fa era fiha libli chok. And here, Midrash note, in the Yehudi, the JV, the Yehudi version, and open her mouth without measure, and open her mouth without measure. Here, in the Midrash, open her mouth for him that is without a seal. So the Midrash note right here, chok. So we have libli chok, without measure. Or here, Hebraically, in the Hebrew, chok, may mean here either measure, libli chok, without measure, or seal. Chok can mean seal. Libli chok, without a seal. That is to say, quote, for him upon whose flesh there is no seal of habrit, of the covenant. Whence, from where, do we know that circumcision is called a seal? That circumcision is called a seal. Here in the sense of chok, a seal, because it is said, even in Psalm 105, Hebraically the 10th verse, the covenant that he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, he established to Jacob as a seal, to Israel as an everlasting and eternal covenant. And here, Mizmor Kof Hey, Psalm 105, Psalm CV. Here, actually beginning, he breaks the ninth and the tenth verse. Asher karat et Abraham, ua shibuato li Yishak. That he made the covenant, asher karat, that which he cut, karat, the berit that he karat, the covenant that he made with Abraham. Asher karat et Abraham, ua shibuato, and the oath, Shibuato, to Isaac, Li Yishak. Waya imidei ha, Li Yaakov, Li Chok. And he established it. Waya imidei ha, and he caused her to stand. Waya imidei ha, Li Yaakov, to Jacob, Li Chok. For a statute, for a chok, for a seal, Li Chok. Li Yisrael, Berit Olam. To Yisrael, Li Yisrael, Berit, covenant, Olam, forever. Berit Olam. Asher krat et Abraham. U shivuato Li Yisahaka. Waya imideha Li Yaakov Lechok.
LeYisrael Berit Olam. But heretics, minim, and apostates who renounce the root of the world, Shoresh HaOlam, the root of the world, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be cast into Gehenna. For, as Psalm 55, Hebraically 21st verse says, God hath put forth his hand against them that were at peace with him. He hath profaned his covenant. Here, point of reference to the minim, the heretics and the apostates who renounce Shoresh HaOlam, the root of the world, that is HaKadosh, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, will be cast into Gehenna. And here, Mizmor Nun Hei, Psalm 55, Psalm LV, here, the 20th and the 21st verse is quoted, but the context, the two verses, here, Yishma El, Yoshev Edem Selah, Asherein Chalifot Lamo, with Lo Yaru Elohim. Elohim, El shall hear the power of the Almighty, Yishma, El, with Ya'inim, the Ya'inim, with Ya'inim, and humble them, with Yosheb, Edem, Selah, even he that is enthroned of old, with Yosheb, enthroned, Edem, of the Edem of old, Selah, pause. Asher Ein, Chalifota Lamo, such as have no changes, with Lo Yahu Elohim, and fear not, and reverence not, and respect not Elohim, respect not the power. Shalach Yadayo, Bi Shelomayo, Chilela Berito, he has put forth his hands. Shalach Yadayo, sent forth Shalach Yadayo, his hand, Yadav. Bishlomayo, against them that were at peace with him. Chilel, profaned. Berito, El. Shalach Yadayo, Bishlomo, Chilela Berito. And here, two Midrash notes right here on Psalm 55. The 21st verse quoted, we read the 20th verse because here in the Midrash as God, has put forth his hand. So we have El, to the next verse, the 21st verse, Shalach Yadav, put forth Yadav, modern Hebrew Yadav, ancient pointing Yadayo, his hand. Here, Midrash note, compare the Ginsburg edition of the Tehillim, the Psalms, that cites a reading, his hand, as against the Masoretic version, his hands. So we have Yadayo, right, and Yadayo. So we have in the Ginsburg edition of the Tehillim, it cites his hand, and the Masoretic version, Yadayo, his hands, bring out the sense of his hands against them that were at peace with him. He hath profaned his covenant. El, here, the next comment. El, the power of the Almighty. El, Hayel, the power. Hayel, El, will stretch the foreskins of the apostates from Yisrael, those who fall away from Yisrael, Israel, and thus will cover the marks of their circumcision. Here, see Matanot Kahuna on the Genesis Rabbah 48 and 8 for the rendition of this verse being brought out. Now, according to Rab Barakaya, El, the Almighty, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, will dispatch an angel, a malach, to Jewish heretics, to the tribe of Judah heretics and Yehudi heretics and apostates, to stretch their foreskins and hide their circumcision, so Gehenna will open for them. Here referred to the Exodus Rabbah 19 and 4. It is true, of every precept we, I and I, are obliged to follow, that we, that I and I, do not observe it according to its proper manner and rule. Were we to examine the way each of them is observed amongst us, amongst I and I, it will be difficult to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, Blessed Be He, continues to sustain us, to sustain I and I, or continues to sustain His world. For we, I and I, hold fast to no precept except the precept of circumcision and the precept of the study of Torah, the study of Torah by school children who are without chet, who are without chatiyat, who are without sin, without forfeiture, lack uckery. Hence, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, said, if not for my covenant and for what is to be studied, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven and earth. Hear, 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 Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 25 to 6. Hear, hear, hear. Hence, Ha'el, Ha'el said, if not for my covenant and for what is to be studied, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven and earth. And hear, 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 Jeremiah, 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 Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 33, here, verse 25. Ko hamar Yahuwah, im lo briti, yomama wa laila, hukota shamayim wa aretz, lo samti. Thus saith Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Ko hamar Yahuwah, if, im lo, if my covenant be not with day and night, im lo berit yomam walaila, if my covenant be not with day and night, if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, chukot shamayi wa'aretz lo samti. And here brought out in the Midrash to say that Ha'elohim, the power, Ha'elohim said, if not for my covenant and for what is to be studied day and night. Im lo bariti yomama walaila. Im lo, if not bariti, my covenant, and for what is to be studied, yomam walaila, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances. I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven and earth. Chukot shamayim wa'aretz lo samti. If not for my covenant and for what is to be studied, yomam walaila, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven, of the heavens, and the earth, and the earthly plane. Ko hamar Yahuwah, im lo bariti yomam walaila, chukot shamayim wa'aretz lo samti,
lo samti,
lo samti,
lo
samti,
lo
samti,
lo
samti,
lo
samti,
lo samti,
lo samti.
Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed, and be ashamed, suddenly.
Yes. Psalm 6 here, correspondence 38, Torah reading and feeding, Korah. Korah, some interesting points raised right there in that Midrash study, as well as the prayer, how the forms of prayer based on the scriptures were brought out. But a little bit more on that here. Let's ride up right here, going forward to the first day service, the Sunday service.
the scriptural Torah eighth day is the first day of the Shavuah, the first day that the Gentiles call Sunday. But here, Shema Yisrael, Queen Makeda right here, and Brother Malkias Erek, going to write up the Aliyot right here for this 38.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Sabbatical study, this Einai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat
strong. Adonai.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by my life. Nine idea to come into the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a telling you, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Give ear, right here, here. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom. Yes, I for the Shabbat. Shabbat, Korach, 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 Korach. Sabbath, Korah. Sabbath, Balheh, 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 Balheh. Sabbath, Korach. Sabbath, cold, right? Cold, bald head. the meaning of the name Korach. Korach. Get into that as I and I move forward. But here, 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 here. Give ear right here, 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 here. This first Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Aliyah for Shabbat, Korach. Send that Korei. B'shem Ha'ab, Ha'bein, Ruach, Ha'adosh, Yahuwah, Echad. First Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah, for this 38th sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat strong. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahat ben Lewi wi Datan wa Abiram bnei Eliab wi On ben Pelet bnei Reuben. They're picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called, known as Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, 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 Bamidbar. Numbers chapter 16, the years of wandering. Second item, the gainsaying of Korah, the gainsaying of Korach. Now Korah, Korach, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Lewi, and Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab and On, the son of Pelet, son of Reuben, took. Man. Vayikach Korach, and Korah took. And they rose up before Moshe with certain of the Bnei Yisrael, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, and said to them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the aggregation are holy, every one of them, and the Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift ye y'all up yourselves above the congregation, the aggregation of the Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. And when Moshe heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake to Korach, 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 and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Yahweh will shew who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near to him. This do. Take you censers, Korach and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense, Aishin, in them, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Yahweh doth choose, he shall be holy, 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 holy. Ye take too much upon you. Ye sons of Lewi, y'all sons of Levi. And Moshe said to Korach, hear, I pray you, ye, y'all, sons of Lewi, seemeth it but a small thing to you, that the Elohim Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, hath separated you from the congregation of Yisrael to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation, the aggregation, to minister to them. And he hath brought the eye near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Lewi, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye y'all the kahuna, the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Yahweh. And what is Aharon, that ye, that y'all murmur against him? And Moshe sent to call Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up, 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 up.
is it a small thing, a small ting? Small thing that thou has brought us up out of a land that... A small thing that thou has brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us, to kill our inadamidbar in the wilderness, except thou, I, make thyself altogether a prince over, Hear, Shema'ah, Shema'ah, Israel. Give ear, Rastafari. Give ear and hear, the Sheni, Aliyah. The second Aliyah for this Shabbat, Korach, Senbet, Korei, the Sheni Aliyah. Here, picking up at verse 14, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar. Numbers, chapter 16, here at verse 14 for the Sheni Aliyah. Aflo illa eretza zabat chalab u debash ha bi otanu wa titen lanu nachlata sade wa karem ha Aine ha anashim ha hem te na ker lo na ila lo na ila na ila na ila na ila Here for the Sheni, second Aliyah for this Shabbat Korah. Here picking up fourth book of Moses, Numbers chapter 16, verse 14. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey. A land that floweth with chalav u debash, milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Lo na ille,
na ille, na ille, na ille, na ille.
Lo na ille. We would not aliyah up. And Moshe was very wroth and said to the Yahweh, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. Moses said to Korah, be thou and all thy company, listen to Yahuwah before Jehovah, thou, I, and they, and Aharon tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye y'all, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, every man his censer. 250 censers, thou, the I also, and Aharon, each of you, his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense, ishents, thereon, and stood in the door, the petach, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, with Moshe, where Aharon and Korach gathered all the congregation against them to the petach of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Kabod Yahweh, and the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the congregation, to all the congregation.
Jesus crazy bullet, out of the young, out of the young.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari Hoy. Gevir, 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 right here, right here, right here, right here. Here, here, here. Shema is the Shalishi, Shalishi Aliyah, Anafora, the offering up, the offering, the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Korach, 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 Sendet, Korei. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, called Numbers at verse 20 for the Shalishi, Shalishi Aliyah, Anafora, offering up for this Shabbat Korach. Here at verse 20, Numbers 16, verse 20. Why daver Yahuah illa Moshe wa il Aharon lemor? Hiya badlu mitoka ha'eda hazot. Why kale otama karaga? Here, here, here. Shalishi Aliyah, and the Yahweh Yahuwah spake to Moshe and to Aharon Lemor, saying, separate yourselves. Hiya badlu mitoka ha'eda hazot. Separate yourselves from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Why kale otam k'raga? And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of all, of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the aggregation? And they fell upon their faces and said, Why yipulu Allah b'nehem? Why yomru el Elohei haruchot lekol basar? Shall one man sin, O El, the Elohim, Elohei haruchot, the Elohim of the spirits of the irits, lekol basar, for all flesh? Shall one man akav, and wilt thou the eye be wroth, be rotted with all the congregation? And Yahuwah Jehovah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, speak to the aggregation, the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle, the tent of Korach, Datan, Abiram, and Abiram. And Moshe rose up and went to Datan and Abiram, and the Ziknei Yisrael and the elders of Yisrael followed him. And he spake to the congregation, saying, depart, I pray the eye, from the tents of these wicked, these ratchet men, and touch nothing, no thing, no ting of theirs, lest ye all be consumed in all their akaris, chatiyat, and all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korach, Datan, Abiram, and Abiram on every side, and Datan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moshe said, hereby ye y'all shall know that the Yahweh have sent I to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh Jehovah have not sent I. But if Yahweh, if Jehovah make a new thing, a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain to them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye, y'all, shall understand that these men have provoked the Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, the Bari, these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertaineth to Korach, Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertaineth to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation, the aggregation. and all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, and they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from Jehovah and consumed the 250 men that offered incense, that offered incense. And now hear, Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari Chabarim. Hear at verse 36. Here when we get to verse 36 of the KJV, the King James Version, in the Hebrew Masorah, the Chumash, the Masoretic. In the Masoretic, this is where chapter 17, the Yod Zayin, Yud Zayin chapter, the 17th chapter begins right here, the 16th chapter ending at verse 35. So in some of the Aliyot that we have forward, that's the Hebrew order, but right here at verse 36, we continue. But just note this right here, chapter 17 in the Hebrew begins at verse 36, at verse 35. Chapter 16 ends, but here in the KJV, we are still in chapter 16. Verse 36, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 16, KJV, verse 36, in the Hebrew Chumash, the Masoretic, this will be verse 1 of chapter 17. And the Yahweh, Jehovah, spake to Moshe, saying, speak to Eleazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed, they are set apart. The censers of these ukkers, of these sinners, against their own souls, their own psyches, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the Mizbeach, Ha-Mizbeach, the altar, for they offer them Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. Therefore they are hallow, they are set apart, and they shall be a sign to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael. And Eleazar HaKohen, the priest, took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of HaMizbeach of the altar to be a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aharon, come near to offer incense, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, that he be not as Korach, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, and as his company, as the Yahweh said to him by the hand of Moshe. But on the morrow, all the congregation, all the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, murmured against Moshe and against Aharon, saying, ye, y'all have killed the people of the Yahweh. And it came to pass when the congregation, the aggregation, gathered against Moshe, against Moses, and against Aharon, against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and behold, Ha'anan, the cloud covered it, and the kavod of Jehovah appeared. And Moshe and Aharon came before the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And here, in the KJV, at verse 44 is the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Corresponding in the Hebrew, the Masoretic, the Chumash, with Numbers chapter 17, verse 9. But here in the KJV, for those following along the KJV, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 44, is the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat Korach, this Sabbath Korah, Senbet Korah. Here at verse 44 in the KJV, Numbers 16:44, King James Version, English Bibles, the Hebrew Masoretic, the Chumash. We're at Numbers chapter 17, verse 9, for the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Korach, 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 Korach. Wayedaberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, Heromu mitoka ha eda ha zot wa ekaleh wa ekaleh otama kradah wa ya hiplu ala penehem. Get you up from among this congregation. Heromu mitoka ha eda ha zot. Get the eye up from amongst this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. That I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. Wayipulu ala penehem. And Moses said to Aharon, to Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off ha-mizbeach, from off the altar, and put on incense, ashens, and go quickly into the congregation and make an atonement. Make an at-one-ment for them. For there is wrath, there is rot gone forth from the Yahweh. The plague is begun. And Aharon took as Moshe commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among Ha'am, among the people. And he put on ashens, on incense, and made an atonement for Ha'am. And he stood between the dead and the living, the living. And the plague was stayed. Now, they that died in the plague were 14,700. Beside them that died about the matter of Korah, the matter of Korah. And Aharon returned to Moshe to the Petach, to the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tabernacle of the aggregation.
The Aishans become very controversial in the camp, in the wilderness. But also the Aishans here by Aharon on advice of Moshe being used for an atonement, a Kippur, Kippurim. Very, very interesting right here. Looking forward to the eighth day or the first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa right here. We still have the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh Aliyot here for the 38th. Concerning Korah. Crazy.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
There's a few key points that gets lost in the translation. Like it says, that he may consume them. Literally, kala, that he may eat them. And ba'awa Elohim, that living fire, that he may eat them. And when they went down quick, which is interesting right here, getting to a little bit more in the first day service, where it says, v'yardu, right? V'yardu chayim sheolah. They went down. The quick there is actually living. The quick and the dead, the living. They went down living. Some interesting ideas Hebraically concerning the underworld, and that Korah and the rest of them went down living, and somehow they are in that Sheol, that sort of Hebrew hell. But right here, Tasha Rankin Joe on the outro. Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Shabua Tov, Shabua Tov, what we say after the Sabbath seal here, the evening of the first day that they call Sunday. Stay tuned for the Sunday service here on the outro.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our Father. Oh, Israel, let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
sons are lovers of themselves. In this time, only a few will make most yeah. Sound as the champion. Every other league could jump and get through. What a pity, a little somewhere they can't talk to me.
Yes, 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 but it went down quick, alive into the pit. Calling, 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 Shibuya Tov, right here, first day service beginning right now.